SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Many dog owners have the sense that their pets can speak their language. They not only respond to verbal cues like sit and stay, but also ones referring to their favourite objects. New research in Hungary has found that as well as responding to commands like roll over, dogs can learn to associate words with specific objects. It's a relationship with language called referential understanding, which had been unproven in dogs until now. The study was conducted at the Department of Ethology of the Eötvös Loránd University in Budapest. Researcher Mariana Boris explains.
In this particular study, we were curious how much dogs understand from our speech. And the difficulty here is that when they have to perform a command, it's their own body, so it refers to them. But when we are talking about objects, objects are external to the dogs, and dogs have to learn that words refer, they stand for something that is external to them. And it seems that this is a difficulty, and it has been a very long debate in language evolution and comparative science whether non-humans can do that.
The research used electrodes attached to dogs' heads to measure brain activity. Dog owners participating in the study would play an audio clip in which they said the name of their dog's toy, like ball or frisbee, and then showed the dog an object. The researchers measured the dog's brain activity when the object in the recording matched the object that was displayed, and also when it changed. Ms. Boris says dogs were able to understand what was being said by owners.
Here we set out to study this using a non-invasive way, using EEG, because it seems that even if owners claim that their dogs understand object words, when we test them, except for some exceptional dogs, an everyday dog, a typical family dog, will fail to fetch something just by its name. So we were curious whether passively they understand the meaning of the words. And the short answer is yes, we found that they do understand.
The experiments were conducted on 18 dogs and showed a different brain pattern when the dogs were shown an object which matched the verbal cue than when it was different. It suggested the animals evoked a mental image of an object based on hearing its name and reacted when they saw something different than they expected. They found that brain responses were different when an owner showed a matching object compared to when they showed a mismatching object. Ms. Boris says the study is important not only for dogs, but to better understand humans.
When we are studying dogs, we are not only studying dogs, but we also try to say something about humans. So when we are trying to pinpoint some capacities in dogs or understand how their brain is processing certain types of stimuli, we also learn at the meantime about what is shared with humans and what might be uniquely humans. And the question of how humans came to be the one species who are using speech and language so widely is something that has interested humans, I think, since the beginning.
Scientists believe that the first dogs began to be domesticated by humans up to 30,000 years ago and have lived closely alongside us ever since. But whether dogs acquired to understand referential language during evolution remains unclear. For dog owner and study volunteer Paula Perez, the findings confirm what she expected.
We always have this idea that our dogs might understand us more than we think. So yeah, I think that's with her, that she's very active, she really likes to play. I always have the feeling that she can bring me or recognize some of the objects that she play with, but I never had the proof. So, well, I think that the results of this study might align to what most of dog owners think about their dogs. So I think it's very nice, it's very super interesting. And I think that, yes, that it might, yes, make our suppositions maybe stronger.
Emma Shea says the results might make her rethink how she trains her four-legged friend.
My dog understands the word game. Then they do not bring the ball, but another toy. I don't teach dogs object names so much, but maybe we should.
Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.